Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God we heard a moment ago in 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This is God's word. Julie, when you were in here the other afternoon and we were just talking about things for the service, I made the comment that we have a custom when we have a funeral here at our Redeemer that we seat the family in front of the pulpit. But in this case, I almost feel like I should move all of you over to that side because that's where Bill Greens belong in this church, is right there. And I want you, Bruce's family, to know that obviously for you as his family, the loss is most profound. Please know what a loss he is for our congregation as well. An example of faithful hearing God's word. For so many years, I grew up seeing him bring his family to church and sitting behind you all as you were listening to God's word with your dad and your mom. And he was an example to me at an early age of what a Christian husband and father ought to be. And he maintained that up until his passing, when neither cancer nor a pandemic could stop him from coming to hear God's word and receive God's gifts. He's a loss for us as it is for you, while certainly not nearly as profound, we grieve with you. And it's perhaps made all the more difficult when these last number of months have just been a time for so many, a time of loss. We think of all the things we've lost, freedom to go the places we would normally go, freedom to gather with people, so much loss of just peace among us as a people. And so that for you makes it even more profound. And when we gather for a funeral, we are naturally confronted by what we've lost, by what is now missing. I am of the firm conviction, I don't know how Kingsford Flivver football can ever be the same without him sitting in front of the press box. I made the joke earlier this year, someone gifted me a Kingsford Flivver's jacket, and it was one of those old 80s, like early 90s style jackets. It was blue with the big logo on the back and the striped collar. Did he have one of those? He had to have had one because I picture him wearing it. I showed it to my wife. She kind of rolled her eyes and I made the comment. I said, maybe I can be my generation's Bruce Bilgreen sitting in front of Flivver games every Friday night in the fall. We're confronted with loss, and the loss is real. And that makes it all the more shocking to hear the way that St. Peter talks in the reading you just heard. Because what Peter talks about is the opposite of loss. Peter speaks of something that he calls imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And the irony of that is that when we're confronted with death, we're confronted with what seems to be perishable, defiled, and fading away. And yet Peter speaks of a living hope that he says is imperishable. What does that mean? It means it can't die. It's undefiled. That means it can't be corrupted. And it's unfading. It can't lose its luster. It can't lose its glory. So we, thanks be to God, get to come here this morning, acknowledging our very real loss and hear words from Peter that would have us look at how all that loss is undone. Because we, Peter reminds us, all of us have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ lives. And that is the game changer. Because those words I read earlier, imperishable cannot die, undefiled cannot be corrupted, unfading can't lose its glory, that's Jesus. The one, though he was placed into a grave, could not die because he overcomes the grave. That though all of our sin was put on him, it could not stay there because he overcomes sin. He cannot be corrupted. And though death did its best to hold him down, Christ rose from the grave, glorious and victorious, and that can't be taken away from him. So, what all this means, what all this allows us to do, is to tell Bruce's story in this way. As many of you know, I've known him a long time, basically my entire life. I don't know him like you. You have stories that I'm sure you've already shared with one another over the past 6 days and before even. And you'll continue to smile, to shed tears, to laugh, to struggle, and you'll do it all together as you share those stories. But let's, for this morning, focus on the story of the utmost importance, and I can tell you that one. Because Bruce's story began, well, before creation, when he was known and loved by his God and Father. And that story took place 2,000 years ago, when our Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again. And you know why he did it? Because of his great, imperishable, undefiled, and unfading love for Bruce. And then, in 1935, on an August morning at Our Redeemer, God claimed Bruce as his child in the waters of holy baptism. And he did it because he had a great love for Bruce that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And throughout 70 years of his life, God fed Bruce and Kathy and their family the body and blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And he did it out of a love for Bruce that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And despite war and deployment, despite the hardships of a life lived in this world, despite cancer and pandemic, nothing could separate God's love from Bruce. And 6 days ago, God delivered Bruce to his paradise to rest with Jesus Christ. And he brought him to himself because of an imperishable, undefiled, unfading love that he had for him. But of course, the story doesn't end there. The story of Bruce Jerome Bill Green is still being told because our Lord Jesus Christ will raise the dead on the last day. And he will raise Bruce out of his imperishable, undefiled, unfading love for him. And for you as well. And what that means, though eyes may struggle to see it now, dear friends in Jesus, we can speak of Bruce in those very same words. That Bruce is imperishable, cannot die. Yes, we can lay him to rest for a time, but he can't die. Because Jesus lives, Bruce will live. Undefiled, can't be corrupted. You know, we saw the ravages of cancer and the hardship and how life can appear to be defiled. But Bruce is baptized into Christ. And he is unfading. The promise that Bruce will be raised to reflect God's glory for all of eternity. You see, Peter uses these words, and they're used all throughout the Bible. We usually talk about being saved as something that happened in the past. A lot of Christians will point to a life, point in their life. Oh, I was saved at this point on this day. Peter would invite us to look at that as something that is yet to happen, because you see, that story of Bruce that I've told to you reminds us that he was saved on the cross 2,000 years ago. He was saved on the day of his baptism in 1935. He was saved over and over throughout his life as he feasted on Christ's body and blood. He was saved when he was gathered into his eternal rest on the day of his death. And he will be saved. And that's how Peter's talking when Christ comes to raise us. Imperishable, undefiled, unfading. Just like Jesus. This Jesus is, as we heard in our gospel this morning, he's the Good Shepherd. The shepherd who faithfully shepherded Bruce and shepherds each and every one of you. From the cross, through life, even through the valley of the shadow of death, and all the way to Bruce's very own and our very own resurrection from the dead. When you're baptized into Jesus, your life takes on the life of Jesus. Born, living, suffering, dying, but finally rising. To all of you gathered here this morning, as you confront and grieve and support one another in the face of your tremendous loss, the Lord comfort you and strengthen you with the hope and promise of what can never be lost. What Bruce had and still has, that can't be lost. The imperishable, undefiled, unfading hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. God grant us all that hope that cannot fade, that cannot perish, that cannot be defiled, and keep us in faith until that day when what we've lost here and now will be given to us to rejoice in for all eternity. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.